My name is Claire Hunter, and in this installment of Friendship in Verse, I'm going to be talking about the poet Marianne Moore and giving you some basic information about her. Marianne Moore and Elizabeth Bishop have a fascinating story. They are women of different generations. They are women who lived in times of great political change, and they are women with strong words and perspectives. Neither Moore nor Bishop wanted to be viewed as a female poet or a lesbian poet because they wanted the strength of their words to stand alone. For Bishop, it is certain that this perspective was partially influenced by Moore. Marianne Moore preceded Elizabeth Bishop. Moore was born November 15, 1887, and died at the age of 84 on February 5, 1972. Moore is a rare recipient of poetry's Triple Crown of Major Awards. She won the National Book Award in 1952, the Pulitzer Prize in 1952, and the Bollinger Prize in 1953. All of these prizes were won with her work, Collected Poems, that she published in 1951. With all this great renown and success, in this time of generational upheaval, Moore doesn't think about her presence as a poet in grand terms. She states, "I don't call anything I have ever written poetry. In fact, the only reason I know for calling my work poetry at all is that there is no other category in which to put it. I'm a happy hack as a writer. I never knew anyone with a passion for words who had as much difficulty in saying things as I do. I seldom say them in a manner I like. Each poem, I think, will be the last, but something always comes up and catches my fancy." Moore was a very humble poet, and I think this is something that is very inspiring about her. She was writing in the time of first wave feminism. She is not overt in her discussion of gender, but she does play with gender hierarchies and balances of power. Often, Moore uses the metaphor of animals to discuss the role of gender politics through a neutral lens. In this vein, Robin Schulze offers a reading of Moore's use of plants and animals in her poems. Schulze argues that the human and the biotic worlds merge in Moore's poetic considerations of the hazards of domestication. Schulze here equates issues of gender with the use of plant and animal metaphors on a basic level. I would like to make the argument that Moore's aversion to overt discussion of feminist politics is not only related to her desire to be genderless in her writing and her want to be a voice. Although, I do think it is particularly important that she did not want to categorize as a woman with her generational relation to first wave feminism. Specifically, first wave feminism focused on gaining the right to vote for women and ending inequalities. It should be noted, too, that this desire to be a neutral gender also made sense not only in the world of politics, but Moore was competing with the 1960s poetic environment that was predominantly male. In our next installment of Friendship in Verse, I will present a basic introduction to the poet Elizabeth Bishop.